USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Secret Service officer shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States yesterday. The ambassador and his family were inside the residence in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington. A taser did not affect the suspect, and he was then shot. The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Biden administration explain why they are fighting the ruling that stated the government overstepped its authority.
We think it's entirely reasonable, as the Department of Justice, for the CDC, the health and data experts, health experts most importantly, and our administration to be able to have that time to evaluate, but also because they want to fight to ensure the CDC the authority and ability to put in mandates in the future.
USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
A military parachute event at Washington National's Park Wednesday night inadvertently triggered a probable threat warning at the U.S. Capitol and prompted an evacuation order. U.S. Capitol Police apparently had not been notified of the event. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and his gubernatorial candidate son Andrew held a press conference about the issues facing New Yorkers. They say job one is to stop the corrupt Democrats currently running New York.
I believe that most Republicans in this state realize that we have to reform the state. We have to change it. It can't operate the way it's operating now at 2.5 times the budget of Florida with the corruption that we have. We have a governor who's doing a stadium that's going to end up costing us $4 billion because it benefits her husband. I mean, that's essentially what Biden did. Take a look at the family members of these Democrats and how much money they get, and you'll get an idea of the corruption that goes on.
The gubernatorial primary in New York is June 28th. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a new record for the world's oldest living dog. Toby Keith, a 21-year-old blonde chihuahua from Green Acres, Florida, was recently given the title as oldest living dog in the world by Guinness World Records at 21 years and 66 days. As more astonishing data has been gathered from the Hunter Biden laptop, the ties between President Biden, his family, and the upper tiers of communist China is real. The relationship between America's number one adversary and the President of the United States has been revealed. Republican Representative Jim Jordan from Ohio on Fox News says all the ingredients for a compromised White House are present.
Well, particularly that statement where he said, I don't think you should get wealthy just because you're in high office. Well, there are 4.8 million reasons why that statement's not true, not accurate, because that's what his son got paid. And we now know, based on these text messages and emails, that it was a family enterprise. That's what Hunter Biden got paid from this Chinese energy company, CEFC. $4.8 million, thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars each and every month coming to him and his uncle, part of the family enterprise. So that just doesn't fly. These guys have, it's been that way for a long time. It's just now starting to come to the surface. And look, the press now has to admit that what we all said 18 months ago was true. The laptop was real. The eyewitness was real. The emails were real. It was all real, except for that, you know, fake line we got from 51 former Intel experts saying it was Russian disinformation.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.